Good morning, AWS, and welcome back to the first morning brief of the year. This episode is sponsored by Influx Data, the creators of InfluxDB. InfluxDB is like Amazon Timestream, except it hasn't been teased as vaporware for over a year. It shipped. You can buy it today, or you can use it for free, given that in addition to their hosted option, they also offer an open source version that is actually open source. Influx is the de facto time series database you're probably using if you need a time series database. For more, visit influxdata.com, and my thanks to them for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast. Now, we had a bit of a light week last week, given the joy that was the New Year holiday. Let's see what we came out with from the wide world of Amazon. Amazon Aurora is available in the AWS Americas Sao Paulo region. Usually, to see the Aurora, you have to go way closer to the poles than that, so that's a fun treat for our closer to the equator friends. Amazon Lex achieves ISO compliance. That's right, after many years of waiting, you can now burn Amazon Lex to a CD-ROM. There are more enhancements and new enhancements for moving data between Amazon FSx for Lustre and Amazon S3. Now, I'm sure this is all well and good, but I'd bet a not small sum that I can come up with a more Byzantine system that gets the data from A to B, ideally involving both Route 53 and CloudWatch logs, because that's the kind of broken that I am. Security Hub releases updates and additions to the AWS Security Finding Format, ASFF. Make your own joke about that name, but what really irritates me is that all these things that they've listed have terrible capitalization. AWS with only the A capitalized, same story with KMS, only the K is capitalized. Looking at things like IAM and SQS with only the initial letter that's capitalized is awful. Yet CloudFront, the C and the F are capitalized. Why? Because God is dead, Nietzsche was right, and I hate the capitalization of every single thing that they've added. That is my linguistic rant of the day. No, I'm not apologizing. Amazon QuickSight launches new analytical functions, Athena Workgroup and Presto VPC connector support. That is just the latest in a very long list of QuickSight improvements. At this rate, I'm going to have to give QuickSight another try soon if I can manage to stomach the laborious signup process, by which I of course mean its absolutely craptastic integration with IAM. Data deduplication, user storage quotas, and other recently launched administration features are now available on all Amazon FSx file systems. Yeah, these are features that came out in November, and they're awesome except for the fact that they only applied to file systems that were created on or after November 20th. Apparently, delete all of your file systems and data that they contain and then start over to use these new features was not quite as customer-obsessed as AWS prefers to be, so they begrudgingly have retrofitted this functionality to existing file systems. Now, you know someone out there has already replaced all their file systems and just finished in time for this release. Let's pour one out for that poor person this week. You can secure AWS Elemental Media Package Live endpoints using CDN authorization. Finally, a way to avoid doing an end run around a CDN and having people get your data directly, but not for the video on demand parts that most folks actually care about protecting. This is just for live workflows. That's not quite as useful as most people would like them to be. There was a blog post about celebrating AWS community leaders at reInvent in 2019. A large number of community leaders gathered at reInvent. I was, of course, in no way, shape, or form invited because I am a community villain. That said, the folks who were there and attended the Heroes events and the community leader events all report that they were smashing successes. In further proof that God is dead, they're introducing AWS Config Conformance Packs. Right before the new year hit, AWS released something called Conformance Packs, which demonstrate that while they may obsess about customers, I don't think that they like us very much. If they did, they'd likely give services way more pleasant names. Providing temporary instance permissions with AWS Systems Manager automations. It's good to hear that Systems Manager, Temporary Automations Manager, Permissions Manager has finally launched. You may think that's a lazy joke, but I think the names of all of the Systems Manager services are at least as lazy. Let's talk about something less lazy. Chaos Search. They are sponsoring this episode once again. My thanks to my friends at Chaos Search. They do a fair bit. They act as an entire Elk Stack replacement when it comes to log analytics. They can access data where it lives in S3 in your account. They have separated compute from storage, as you generally want to do whenever you're talking about scaling systems out. And they are, of course, compatible with Elastic APIs, which is awesome. One thing that I want to be very clear to point out is that they are in no way, shape, or form using Lucene or Elastic under the hood to power this service. So you're not going to get a nasty gram from Elastic as they embark on their latest round of writing threatening letters to people. Huzzah! My thanks to my friends at Chaos Search. Check them out at chaossearch.io and tell them Corey sent you so they can roll their eyes at whatever ridiculous nonsense I've gotten up to this week. Comcast adds CloudWatch metrics aggregation while monitoring Kinesis video streams. Can you just imagine what it must be like to be Comcast and trying to deal with the terrible documentation and lack of discoverability of some of the CloudWatch metric stuff? And it couldn't happen to a nicer company, could it? I really wonder if AWS had to acquire a special circle of hell just in order to staff up the kind of customer support team that Comcast truly deserves. Education site ApplyBoard monitors their mission-critical EKS environment using CloudWatch Container Insights. Okay, Corey's cynicism around Container Insights has probably reached a breaking point. Let's get a customer story out there to talk about how awesome it is, the relevant service team correctly surmised. AWS achieves FedRAMP JAB, or JAB, high and moderate provisional authorization across 16 services in the AWS US East West and AWS GovCloud US regions. We have long since passed the Rubicon, where AWS could be making their certifications up from whole cloth, and I'd not call them out on it. I mean, think about it. Would you? There are far too many certifications to keep track of. I just, at this point, mostly take it on faith that my data is going to be secure and they're not going to break into a data center and steal things until I wind up inadvertently leaving things in an open S3 bucket because I make terrible life choices. And lastly, how to import AWS config rule evaluations as findings in Security Hub. This explores the valuable and challenging problem space of how many times exactly can we charge customers for the same things. And as mentioned, that was a light week. There really wasn't much else, given that even Amazon apparently takes a day off now and again. My thanks to Influx and Chaos Search for sponsoring this podcast. I am cloud economist Corey Quinn, fixing AWS bills here in San Francisco or wherever I happen to find them. If you're interested in learning more, visit lastweekinaws.com, and I will talk to you next week. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you've hated this podcast, please write an insulting email to Apple asking why you can't leave a 6-star review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you.
This has been a Hubble Pod production. Stay humble.